Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this morning. And great to have a return guest on. College basketball season, March Madness, wrapping up, whatever you want to call it. It's exciting. And players are making shots from logos and all over the court. And great to be joined by ShotTracker.com's Davion Ross. And Davion, you guys got a lot of exciting things going on, and you were a great player yourself, so you know firsthand what these student athletes are going through, and how Shot Tracker is helping them. And great to have you back on.
Man, it's really a pleasure, Rick. It's really good to speak with you. It's been a long time, and it's truly an honor to be back on with you. Thank you for having me.
Sensor-based system. Kind of give us a recap from the last time we talked. Shot Tracker, a more mature product now. Where are we at?
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Shot Tracker is a sensor-based system that tracks statistics and analytics in real time. We're deployed in numerous colleges across the U.S. I think when we were talking about where we were and where we are today, what we're trying to do is, just like everybody else, right? We're trying to leverage, not only the data science and everything that we've been doing before, but really, leverage AI to help us take our products and everything we do to the next level. So not only do we have our sensor-based system, but we have several other systems that incorporate and integrate video. We're synchronizing the data with video, utilizing just some AI models, etc. We've got a scouting product that we're launching here at the Final Four. We've got some products that allow people to capitalize on, from a fan experience perspective. So it's been an interesting run. But now our solutions are not only helping coaches, but helping other folks within the institution.
Yeah, helping professional teams, Division I men's teams. We're experiencing an explosion in popularity of women's basketball, Davion. What have you seen as far as the avenues that have opened up women's teams, individuals using Shot Tracker?
I'm making a claim right now. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I'm pretty happy to announce that, one of the top coaches in women's sports, Lauren Bailey, she's become a big partner and a big user of our system, and we're just honored to be along and to play a small part in the ride, not only just helping our team be more efficient in their practice, but, understanding where each player needs to get their shot, team dynamics. They have an incredible run right now, and of course, the Bruce Lee is a small, minute part in that run, but she's an incredible coach. I don't know if you noticed, Rick, but, during the, I think probably about a few weeks ago, the three top team women sports were big Shot Tracker users in South Carolina, K-State, and also Colorado State. So I'm very excited for us. And yeah, it's incredible seeing the increase in women's sports. I mean, I think right now there's several, women's games that have exceeded, the viewership of men's games. So it's a really exciting time, in college sports. When you add, NIL and transfer portals and all that type of stuff, it's a very dynamic, exciting, and for some people a little scary time in collegiate basketball, both for men's and women's.
Yeah, I like to say it's a transformative time in college sports. We're heading in a bunch of different directions. I don't know where we're going to end up, but the play this year in men's and women's basketball has been unbelievable. Outside shooting has never been more important, I think, with the three-point line and the way some of these players are now are shooting and filling it up, Davion. It not only reminds me of you, but also the greats like, of course, we got Stephen Curry, and I see a lot of fall-away jumpers like Larry Bird used to try.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of crazy because I remember it was probably, I want to say, 2.5 years ago, we provided a report to the NCAA when they were trying to make a decision on, you know, should the woman's line be equal to the men's line? And, you know, because we actually know, you know, within centimeter accuracy, you know, where the shots are being taken, I remember us going back through, and what we noticed was that 60% of the women's shots was already behind the men's line, right? And that was probably maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So it's incredible to see them, you know, shooting from the line. You have, you know, the NBA All-Star Weekend with Sabrina and Steph just showing the power of shooting. I think, you know, when we look at our data, a lot of the teams use our data in the summer to really get better and to keep track of what their kids are doing. And we sent out on Tuesdays, we sent out this ranking report, which allows them to see where they are in the shot tracking universe based on putting up shots, not only at the team level, but also at the individual level. And I will tell you, it's evident looking at that data to the success, you know, of what some of the teams are doing. A good example is Allen Huss, you know, being coach of the year in the Big South and winning the Big South in his first year. And when we look at the data, you know, High Point was up there with the KUs and the K-States in regards to the number of shots that were taken.
Sure.
And we had our leading shooters. I mean, as a team, they were putting 40 to 50,000 shots a week.
Wow.
And that's what it takes to get to the next level. And so what we do with that ranking report, we send it out every Tuesday. And, you know, we tell you what percentile you're in, and we do it and we break it down, not only for the number of shots, but the number of makes, you know, the two-point percentage, the three-point percentage, and the free-throw percentage. So, I mean, we're excited and we're fortunate to be providing this data, and we think that this data and the impact of the people are putting in is representative of the type of shooting we're seeing right now, both across the men's and women's games.
Yeah, great stuff. Great data. ShotTracker.com. Of course, we're with Davion Ross. And Caitlin Clark gets all the headlines, Davion. But there's so many great shooters in the women's game. What do you attribute that to? Is it, just like you said, practice and repetition? Or are we're seeing daughters of, like, some NBA players and great athletes that are now playing college basketball. Is there something hereditary as well when it comes to being a great shooter?
Well, I don't know if it's hereditary versus the fact that, you know, they're learning how to shoot at a younger age because it's so close to them at the home. I mean, if you look at the form, And how women shooters shoot today versus how they shot back in the day, it's a little bit different. I think it has to do with the performance training. They're stronger. Both men and women are stronger. So instead of, you know, kind of jacking the ball up, it's like a pure shot. We've seen the form. I mean, let's be deep. Caitlin Clark is a great example, man. Talk about an incredible shooter. There's Pow Pow from North Carolina. Talk about an incredible shooter. I mean, there's Haley from LSU. There's so many great shooters in the game right now. I mean, look, I remember as a kid coming up, they said, look, if you can shoot, you can play. You may not be the fastest, but if you can shoot, you can play. If you think about it, there's this resurgence on a close friend of mine, Lethal Shooter. I mean, think about it. Millions of followers on social media, right? Like, shooting is a thing. People are practicing, learning how to shoot, working on their forms, working on their craft. Look at the NBA shooting right now. So just across the board, I think that we're more knowledgeable, we're stronger, we understand the form of the game. And I think analytics and data is helping people to get shots where, you know, where they make it most, right? So a lot of times we provide data around catch and shoot versus off the dribble. Right? And there's a difference and a delta in the shooting percentage versus the catch and shoot or off the dribble. And I think, you know, I was looking at the game, the Texas game, and number 35, Madison Booker. Man, she does an incredible job of getting to her spot. And what that tells me is that they're looking at the data and understanding where are her spots. and she's doing an incredible job of getting there. And because those are the things that I think we can attribute to the better shooting, whether it's we're stronger, we're faster, we have more data to tell us, hey, I'm shooting a higher percentage at the corner three, so let me get to that point. And
yeah.
The team is looking to get me the ball at that point.
Yeah, wrapping up here with Davion Ross. Yeah, if you look at some of these college teams, Davion, they have analysts on staff now that are playing right into your hands because of you being a data guy, and you know, they're needing products like Shot Tracker, and the shooting, like you said, has really improved. The form has improved, and some of these girls, if you just give them a split second to get open, they're draining that ball more than the guys.
I mean, look, just the speed on release, you know? Look, it's really incredible. And, you know, at some point in time, you hear people worry about the state of basketball. And with everything that's going on from, you know, NIL to all the things that the NCAA is dealing with, I have to say, yes, there are concerns, right, that it's kind of the wild, wild west right now. But I'll tell you, as it relates to shooting and scoring and skill-wise, I think we're seeing probably some of the most skilled players that we've seen in our lifetime, and I think the game is in incredible hands.
Yeah, I used to attribute it to ESPN would show their highlight reel would mostly be dunks, and now with, you know, the advent of Stephen Curry and some of these other great shooters, they show more three pointers or long shots than they do dunks, and you know, of course, the kids want to emulate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell you, this world is really experiencing the Stephen Curry effect. You know, I have a son, he's 10, and, you know, he wants to shoot like Steph. I think the key thing is that what I try to tell him is that you want to shoot like Steph, you need to work like Steph. This is how much shots Steph is putting up, you know, but Stephen Curry's really just changed the game. From a shooting perspective, him and Klay Thompson. I mean, Klay Thompson's having a little bit of a down year, but even at a down year, he's still one of the most prolific shooters and the one of the most simplest form. I don't know if you remember this ring, but you know, when he scored, there's some data that said that the ball was in his hands total of 11 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
When he had that point. So think about it, talk about like catch and shoot, right? And the mere fact that they were keeping track of it and they were able to say, you know, the ball was in his hand approximately 11 seconds.
Prolific. That is prolific. That's a great stat. And Davion, yeah.
That game is in good hands.
Yeah, no doubt. I could talk shooting and hoops all day with you. Final Four is on tap. And great to have you on again. Great to see what's going on with Shot Tracker, one of my favorite products, and advancements in sports tech. And Davion, be safe, and always following what you're doing. And you're a great representative and ambassador for basketball. And too bad they didn't have NIL when you were around. You could have made a fortune before you even got into the sports tech world.
Goodness, I thought about that, and I think about that a lot. But you know, everything happens in its appointed time, and you know, it'll be something else when my son and daughter comes up. So I'm just happy for these kids; they deserve it. You know, I love seeing them, you know, being able to capitalize on their craft. So it's truly a blessing.
Yeah, the pride of Benedictine College and a favorite son now in Kansas City. And Davion, thanks for coming on, and can't wait to see you soon.
But have a great day, and really enjoy your work that you're doing in regards to moving sports content. And thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Good to hear from you.